The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. All my needs are cared for by the Lord, who makes me healthy, complete, fulfilled, so that I shall not want. The Lord is in all of nature, in every person in me. The Lord is all-powerful and can heal anyone or anything. He heals me now. If I have been filled with darkness and confusion all my life, the Lord can fill me with light, dispelling all darkness and all limitation. I shall not want. Disease, a negative condition or disorder in me, is brought into harmony with divine order and is no longer present. I shall not want. The Divine Shepherd always fills my lack of supply, my emptiness, and His supply is abundant, unending, and infinite. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. I act daily with the assurance that the Lord protects me from mistakes that would be unbearable or even devastate me. When I do make mistakes, I know His strength upholds me and leads me into green pastures of security, where my body is nourished as well as my soul. The Lord leads me to eat the foods that are the best nourishment for my body. I eat with comforting thoughts of peace and joy, as I nourish my mind and soul as well as my body. Just as sheep lie down and relax in the cool green pastures, so I rest and relax in the shadow of my divine shepherd. My spiritual centers opened to allow the flow of energy throughout my mind and body now rest quietly in my Lord. Tension and pressure flow out of me. I am quiet. I trust. All worries are gone because I trust in my Lord. He leadeth me beside the still waters. That is to say, I drink deeply of the one who is truth. I am immune to all harm, as His words fill me with security, knowledge, and understanding. There is peace in the still waters, and there is peace within me. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. My Lord restores me to wholeness. He revitalizes and refreshes me. He leads me on the path toward perfection and happiness. He teaches me righteousness, or the right useness of all things. He shows me the benefits of following His divine wisdom. When I do not follow the right use of things, I break a law and I experience pain, such as touching fire with my bare hand, or harboring hatred towards someone, and thereby causing a disorder or sickness in my system. I must cooperate with the Lord if I am to be restored and receive the full benefit of harmony. May all my faculties, talents, and natural abilities work in union with my divine shepherd. May His goodness fill my being. I know that my Lord guides me and leads me along the paths that are best suited for my unfoldment. At times, the path may appear dark, disgusting, or distorted. Nevertheless, when I look back, I can see its purpose, eventually resulting in fulfillment. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. The Lord permeates all space and all things. Nothing can stand in the way of His power and His presence. Nothing is ever lost or separated from the true Shepherd. Did not the Good Shepherd once say, "I shall lose nothing which You have given to me"? He says to me, "Behold, I have called you by name. See, I hold you in the palm of my hand." No matter what experiences I encounter as I go through life, even passing through the valley of darkness or despair, sorrow or suffering, or even death, I shall walk in the security of my loved one. I fear nothing. I fear no evil, for no harm can come to me. Even when I make difficult decisions alone, I know Thou art with me at my side. I am protected by your strong arm, by thy rod and thy staff. I am replenished in spirit. I am secure. You light up my path. You guard me. You are always at my side. Your shield dispels all danger and makes me feel safe. I am comforted by you. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. The table is forever prepared before me. Unlimited goodness and plenty are always before me. If only I open my eyes to appreciate them. Regardless of how much I receive, there is always an abundant supply. My enemies are always routed. Enemies such as sickness, gossipers, daily problems at home and at work. What I receive at the table of the Lord blesses me and those around me. My shepherd is always creating new opportunities that will benefit me and those around me. I will heap coals of goodness on my enemies. My enemy shall be my friend and share at my table. My greatest enemies are wrong ideas, false beliefs, and selfish attitudes that block my vision and create the illusion of being enemies. What I share at the Lord's table is oneness. Thou anointest my head with oil. At the end of the day, the good shepherd stands by the gate as the sheep pass through one by one. If he notices any cuts or bruises, he immediately removes the thorns or thistles and pours oil on the wounds. The Lord has said, "For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds." My head and my mind are anointed by the divine shepherd with the healing oil of gladness and security. He anoints my heart with the oil of undying love. Though my wounds may be deep, his love is infinite and is always present. my cup runneth over. My cup is filled to the brim by my shepherd and guide, and even running over. I will give to others what is running over. And as I give to others, the Lord gives to me. This is the law of return. This law can never be broken, and I can never outdo the Lord in generosity. If the laws of balance and harmony dominate my social life, my family life, my business life, my cup shall forever runneth over. Though I do not consider helping my neighbor only to be repaid, there is most certainly a lot of gain, even to overflowing, by being generous to others. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. When I listen to the voice of my divine shepherd and cooperate with his directions, his goodness and mercy will follow in my path, for I will live goodness and mercy in all my relationships. I am planting seeds of faith, of encouragement, of consolation today. Tomorrow, the harvest of goodness and mercy will follow. Whatever I do, wherever I have been, I pray that there will always be kindness and mercy that follow me. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I believe in the ever-abiding presence of God that permeates all life. And so my higher self within me is dwelling in the house of the Lord at this very moment. At the same time, I am reminded, do you not know that you are temples of the Holy Spirit? God in me, and I in God. God reaches out to help others through me. He touches the lives of others through me. Even when I neither feel inspiration or warmness or his presence, yet I dwell in the house of the Lord permanently and forever. It is a house of security. It is where I belong. It is where I always want to be. every time I recite this great psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd," with meaning and devotion, my spiritual centers are closed. And having experienced relaxation and renewal of spirit through meditation, I am ready to do what the Lord asks, to go where He wills, and to be what He has called me to be. We're now going to recite the psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd." Visualize, as we do, the spiritual centers closing and ask that you receive what you need most today. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. With your centers closed, slowly open your eyes, feeling refreshed and better than ever before.